We just got back from talking to people we don't know about abortion, and now we're debriefing. Join us. We are Created Equal, and this is The Debrief. Hey, y'all. I'm Lexi.
Hey everyone, it's Seth Dreyer again, and today, Lexi, we are going to be debriefing a conversation where someone said that our certain kind of pro-life outreach is kind of misguided because no matter what we do, women will be shamed by it, and babies are just going to go to heaven anyway if they're aborted. So it's kind of a misguided outreach. So it's a really important conversation we're debriefing through today.
Definitely. And with us, we have Maggie. She's one of our summer interns. Thank you so much, Maggie, for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
And Maggie comes from far away, the west coast of America, where you are from. Tiny Heartbeats Ministry, so we're really excited to have you joining us all summer long for this work.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So we were just outside for 3 long hours
in the hot sun.
It was like 90 degrees today. But I know we had a lot of great conversations. And like Seth was saying, this one, we're going to focus on one specific conversation that Maggie was having. And I know that there are some questions that we need to kind of go through. He made some good points, maybe some points that you've never thought of or never heard from people who are pro-abortion or who are pro-life, but think that abortion isn't that big of an issue. So I think it's going to be a great podcast for everybody to listen to maybe help them in conversations, help you in your conversations when you're talking to people about abortion.
Which is the point of the debrief.
Yes, yeah, everyone the whole
knows
point.
That yeah. The reason Create Equal debriefs after outreach is so that we can all improve and get better in our efforts because we all want to save babies. We all want to help mothers and fathers. Maggie, that's why you're here chatting with us so we can all improve. Not just you, Lexi and I are still learning too.
For sure. That one is very true. So yes, I want you to, Maggie, tell us a bit about the conversation, kind of an overview of what y'all talked about.
So I came up to him and said, what are your thoughts on abortion? And he basically started saying that the babies are all going to heaven, so it shouldn't matter anyway. He also started targeting the signs and saying that these signs were patronizing the women, making them angry, and it wasn't showing love to them. So I asked him, I was like, so what do you think would be a better way of showing love? And he said, not showing the signs, saying you love them. And I explained that the signs are the things that leave the most impact on these outreaches. They're the things that help change the most minds because they see these terrible things happening and they want to change it. And I explained that we try and come up to every single person that we see and tell and spread the news to them and show them that we aren't doing this out of hate, but out of love and love for these women. I explained that we love the women. I told stories of what Created Equal has done for these women. But yeah. He also talked about homelessness and how we weren't focusing our attention on homelessness and making sure that the women aren't sleeping around, getting raped, stuff as that. And I was basically saying that this is our main focus and not as much of that.
But yeah. So I think anyone listening here, probably something you're realizing, if you've never done pro-life outreach, hopefully some of you have, but conversations can go in a lot of directions, right, Maggie?
Yeah.
So there's a lot there that you're talking about.
There's a lot to unpack.
Just before we unpack some of it, though, I want to pause and say one cool thing you did tactically in that conversation, even though we agree and we're going to talk about in a moment why I think, and I think why we'd agree in this room, that showing the victims is the most loving thing we can do. I love that you asked him, well, what would be better, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of put it back on him. It's so easy for people to say, oh, that's not loving. I wouldn't do that. Well, tell me what is more loving toward women and babies. That's a great tactic, I think, to put it back on him.
And I thought it would be a cool thing to learn, like what I want to try and do my best on these. And so I think just asking these questions is very important.
Yeah, like we said, we have to all grow and change and everything like that. But a lot of times they don't have a response. And that's what you found in this conversation as well. But I want to know, what do you say to people who feel like you're personally attacking them just by showing the victims of abortion?
I try to explain, like I said, that these abortion victim photography signs are the things that change the most people's minds. And we should spread awareness to this because this is really happening and a lot of people don't see that. We try our best to do it in love. And we are very sorry if it doesn't come out that way, but these pictures need to be shown. This is a this is a cause that needs to be talked about way more and victim photos shown way more, because that's what changes people's minds.
Yeah. And I think when it comes down to it, we're not the ones out there shaming women, yelling at them, condemning them. We're there to offer hope for women who yes. are post-abortive. And also we're there because, like Seth said, it is the loving thing to show the victims. It is the loving thing to be honest about what's taking place behind closed doors. Like one in four women have an abortion by the time they're 45 years old in America. And so there are tons of women walking around who have had an abortion. They have the feelings of regret and everything like that. And so we're not condemning them, but we're showing the reality.
Yes.
100%. Totally. I think that there's something also implicit in the question. We do want to make sure that our efforts are loving toward born women, right? But when people say you're shaming women, not being loving toward women, they forget the pre-born women. We know that more girls die by abortion than men by abortion because of sexism. That is a problem. Those who care about women ought to care about the pre-born women too. I think that's something we often forget in this conversation. It's not just about women who, like you and me, are born. Mm-hmm. All women matter, not only those who are like us born.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And going back to also the part in the conversation where he was talking about, well, once the child is aborted, they're going to go to heaven. How do you feel whenever people bring that argument to you that, well, once they're aborted, they're going to be in a better place. They're going to be in heaven. How do you feel whenever that comes to you?
To be honest, it's a lot of mixed feelings. Whenever I'm like praying outside of an abortion clinic, I think about these babies' tragically short lives, and heaven is so beautiful, but also they go through so much pain here. And I think just saying that they don't deserve a chance at life is unjust to them. And saying that they will have a bad life is unjust to them. And they deserve those experiences, the experiences that life gives them, just as much as the rest of us do, despite the fact that heaven is so incredible.
Well, I would love to jump into that, but can we just hear the part of the conversation too? Because I believe we have a clip where you were talking to him about that, right?
Yes.
Our baby's lives out here, and we're trying to show
what that baby is an innocent life who yes. will be in heaven when that procedure is permitted.
Yes.
Completed.
But they should have
They have a chance at eternal life. They are forever in God's care.
Okay, wow. So I think that one thing really struck me in that clip, and that is he said, that baby is innocent. So we have this common ground with him before we get to what about babies dying and do we need this outreach that's trying to save them because they go to heaven anyway. But he had agreed with you that baby's a human being, that's a life, an innocent life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is not a debate about whether it's right or wrong to kill them. He was saying that it doesn't really matter if you save them or not, because if you don't save them, they go to a better place, to heaven, yes. to be with God.
Yes.
And so the outreach is misguided. Now, what happened in the conversation before, you know, I would like to share a few thoughts on that, but what were you able to do in the conversation on that point with him?
He moved topics very quickly.
Okay, right.
However, I was able to get in that, like, that doesn't mean they should not have a chance at life. Like, you can't just shoot someone and say, oh, I know they're going to heaven, so it's fine. That's yeah. so messed up in so many ways, and these babies deserve life.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we're not God, right? And I think that he talks about God a lot, or he did in your conversation. And so why would we be the ones to get to decide if they get to live or yes. die? Why would we get to choose that? Oh, well, it's all right for those preborn children to be killed, because then they'll just be with God. I don't think that's really consistent. I think if he maybe thought about it more, not to be rude to this guy, but maybe if he sat down and thought about it more, he wouldn't really hold that view consistently. Like if we knew without a shadow of a doubt a 2-year-old would go to heaven if they were killed, I don't think he would just be sitting back watching a 2-year-old be killed. You know, yeah. I think he would step in and try to protect that 2-year-old, because that's exactly. unjust. And I think you pointed that out to him really well.
Right. I think yeah. like we always are looking for human equality, right? Treating preborn humans like born humans. So those who believe that all babies go to heaven would probably agree, as Lexi, you're alluding to, that all infants who die go to heaven, or all toddlers who die go to heaven, right? People generally hold that view. What if it were 2,300 toddlers being killed today purposefully? You could just say, hey, they're going to heaven. It's a better place. But I think we'd all agree, no, that the fact that they may go to heaven doesn't mean we should not act to rescue them. And I think beyond that, though, we have to recognize not all Christians agree on the end result of preborn babies who die by abortion. Now, I think if we had more time in a longer podcast, I'd love to share. I think it's a good reason to hold biblically that babies who die by abortion would go to heaven. But I recognize I have Christian brothers and sisters who do not hold that view. So I think we have to be careful just saying we know for a fact they go to heaven. So the fact there's question, I think, shows that he's maybe being a little too confident in a position that cannot be proven with 100% certainty.
For sure.
And so if there's any chance, I still have all the urgency I had before to rescue these babies. But even if I do think they go to heaven, just like you were saying, Lexi, if a toddler would go to heaven too, I still should respond, because what we have to do is not think from God's position, what is the final judgment? We have to think about what is my responsibility in this moment. If I see my Christian brother and sister who is persecuted in some foreign country being beaten, I may think, oh, he's going to heaven, I should intervene, but no, I should do something for him, right?
Yeah.
If you see someone being hurt who's going to heaven, you don't just say, hey, they're going to a happy place. You do what you should do based on your responsibility in that moment.
Yeah, is there anything you would rather say to that argument that their child would be go to heaven? Or is there any questions that you have for us that you would I don't know, does this argument sound good or not?
I guess I would say what Seth said.
Yeah, just copy and paste exactly what Seth said.
That's always what you do. Outreach is in press play, right? No, I think there's such an important point here. So he's saying this is all coming back to responsibility, which I think is an important point here, right? Mm-hmm. So we are on the streets because we think we're being responsible. We're not trying to shame women. We're being responsible for sharing the truth that I think helps women and that rescues babies. We recognize that what we are responsible for is how we respond to situations. If someone breaks into your home with your family, again, you have a young child, you shouldn't just say, hey, take my child, he'll go to heaven anyway, you kill my child. No, you protect the child. We should do what we should follow, be faithful to our responsibility and to the calling God has placed on us by making us knowledgeable of this great injustice.
And I think that's what it really comes down to. A lot of people don't see or don't recognize the responsibility that they have towards our neighbors, especially towards our preborn neighbors.
Right.
He earlier in the conversation was talking about wanting us to help homeless people,
right?
I agree. We have a responsibility to help people in need, not just the preborn, but other people. But that doesn't neglect our responsibility to rescue these children who are defenseless, right? If we're not the ones, if we're not the ones pleading with the mothers and fathers to spare their child's lives, then who will? And so I think he needs to recognize the same responsibility that I think he sees in recognizing that we need to help those who are homeless. Why not help those who are being killed?
Mm.
And I think also goes back to suffering and everything like that. Do we really value life, or do we just want to have the longest life without suffering?
As well said, Lexi. And I think, Maggie, maybe for any listeners who are, like we said, conversations are messy, right? They jump all over the place.
Yeah.
So someone listening might think, okay, I don't remember, what did he say about homeless people? Can you kind of reiterate that for us, what his point was?
He basically said, why aren't you focusing on helping people before they have to get to that place?
Mm.
Because at the place where they're wanting to get an abortion, they're at the peak amount of stress. He said they're making this life-changing decision. So why not help people beforehand, and the homeless, those who get raped, those who need help before and prevent rape and stuff like that before it actually happens?
Well, this is interesting because today was an urban outreach. We were downtown talking to people about abortion. We were not outside of Planned Parenthood. Now, we do go outside the abortion facilities to help them at the last hour, but you actually were helping people today before they're having abortion. So you
that's
actually were
I
doing
said.
That. You did say, okay.
That's right. What I said. Yeah. I was like, that's why we're down here. We're trying to help people before they get to that point. And then he went back to the point that we are shaming these women and targeting them.
So let's talk more about that. I think, the homeless point, I think, is an important one to make, that I mean, it is fair for him to say, hey, look, there's this other problem. People who are homeless need homes, need help. And I think we should say,
yeah,
let's help them, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact that there are homeless people doesn't make abortion okay. Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, yes. So but what do we do in this conversation? So we've gotten back to this whole idea of responsibility, our outreach is misguided. He's now coming back to our outreach is misguided because it hurts women, doesn't help them.
Yeah.
So how do we respond to that? What are some good ways we can respond when people say those things?
Well, I think it really comes down to the fact that we are doing what's the most loving thing by showing somebody the truth. The truth, I've been confronted with truth many times in my life, and it stung. You know what I mean?
It does.
Whenever we're not believing the truth and we're confronted with truth, it kind of hurts, but it's the best thing for me, right? We should accept the reality of something. And so by showing the victims of abortion, by bringing up the conversation of abortion, that is what is loving. I think that there just needs to be a different perspective.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think so. I mean, we know that people who've had abortions are carrying a lot of pain, right?
Yeah.
This is the interesting thing. I think people look at us and say, well, you're not loving toward women.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be interesting to ask them, how many people who've had abortions have you ministered to? Have you shared the gospel with? Have you talked to about healing and pointed them to forgiveness? I did not before I started doing pro-life work. I was pro-life. I cared about women, but I didn't have the opportunity. But now standing on the streets by these signs of the ugliness of abortion, I routinely have men and women come up and tell me, I had an abortion. I feel terrible. And I don't think they don't tell people. They often say, I've told no one except for you,
yeah.
Right? So I think that we are the ones who are loving these people. It may appear at first glance, okay, that can't be loving, showing abortion. But actually it is, because I have one person told me, until I saw this image, it was like I had this wound that had to be lanced and opened up, and you allowed it to be opened up by showing me what abortion is.
Beautiful.
This is loving. This
Beautiful.
Is bad news, but also good news of the gospel.
Yeah, I think that everybody at Critical has had countless conversations with people who are post-abortive who don't like the images, right? They don't like to be confronted with the truth, but I've had so many people leave conversations and they just feel like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders. But I think whenever you haven't taken part in an outreach like that, if you haven't actually seen mothers and fathers be confronted with the reality of what they've done, you don't really know that.
Right.
Especially if you yourself are not post-abortive, it's kind of hard for you to grasp. Like, I would think seeing something like that would be really hard, which it is hard for them, but it's almost a relief in a way.
It is a relief. And I think, again, we have to remember Mark Harrington, our president, often has reminded me of this. When people feel pain, it's not the abortion image that causes the pain. It's the action in the past that causes the pain. This just reminds them of it, right? So I think what this shows is that people are carrying a lot of pain. They need resolution for that pain. But so long as we hide that pain and ignore it, it's not helping them.
I think the pictures bring out this past thing that they've buried deep inside them and haven't addressed, but and they bring it out and it's painful, but our love towards them makes it disappear and it's finally gone. It's not just buried anymore. It is gone for
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's true, because when they see us and they see the bad news, it's not just us saying, hey, it's okay. We actually share the very good news that God does not merely forget what you've done, but if you believe in Jesus, he has paid the penalty,
exactly.
Right? There is nothing like that. We all are sinners. We all know what it's like to be forgiven. You can't just ignore it.
Yeah.
But when you hear the good news, it changes everything.
Yes.
So Maggie, anything else? We're kind of wrapping up now. Anything from this conversation that you kind of, last point you wanted to share with everyone listening today? It's okay.
That's all right.
We're all going to be thinking about this conversation for quite a while, and that's the way it goes, right?
I think I'm still processing it all.
You know what? That's what we're debriefing minutes after the moment happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The sun has fried our brain, so... We hope
forgive
this
us, everyone.
Sense.
But hey, to everyone who's listening, so, you know, we'll keep coming at you with more of these stories. They happen every day for us, so we'll come back again. So until then, though, you know the drill. Please subscribe to our podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, leave us a 5-star review. We love hearing from people. Share with us things you'd like to hear us debrief about. You can also find us on our social media. We're at Create Equal on Facebook, at CreateEqual.org on Twitter, Instagram, and others. Or you can also just go to createdequal.org. Thank you so much for joining us. We are Created Equal. And this has been The Debrief.